Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $71.81 per barrel to $73.12 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $66.03 per barrel to $66.90 per barrel. Kelp farming is still a young industry in Alaska, but one that's created a lot of excitement. Farmers throughout the state's coastal communities can grow high-quality kelp, a type of seaweed, but they've been hampered by a lack of local processing and insufficient demand for their products. A new company in Ketchikan is now working to address both of those issues. KRBD's Michael Finelli took a trip to a kelp bed and has this story.
John Smet shuts off the engine of his work boat as he approaches his go-to wild kelp bed. It's high tide, so less kelp is pooling on the surface, making it harder for him to see.
Oh, there's a big patch right behind us. We kind of missed that.
Right here is a good guy.
Yeah.
Very brown.
Very nice healthy.
Yep.
Using a gardening rake, his business partner Nick Stern pulls up a strand of kelp, cuts off a few feet, and throws the rest back. As Stern holds up the shiny seaweed for a photo op, Smet explains the basic anatomy of the species known as giant kelp.
Yes, you have blade, pneumaticist, which is the little air pocket, and then stipe.
Giant kelp is probably what you picture when someone says the word kelp. Those golden brown towers that fish dart through and sea otters like to sleep on top of. And this species is what brought these two entrepreneurs out to Ketchikan. After working several years in New York finance, the college friends decided to quit their jobs and start a company that could be both profitable and good for the planet. Stern grew up working on a garlic farm, so Smet says they wanted to focus on agriculture.
We looked at a lot of different businesses, things like spirulina or on-land aquaculture, mushrooms, greenhouses, vertical farming, and we thought that kelp was by far the most environmentally beneficial, and we thought, oh, you know, there could really be a business here.
Smet says they settled on giant kelp because it's one of the world's fastest growing organisms. And they now turn that picturesque kelp into a highly refined liquid extract that they think can have big implications for the terrestrial farming world. They just received a grant to work with two universities studying the benefits their extract has on growing wine grapes and grass. If it's proven to work as they hope, it could drive up demand for Alaska kelp, something that's stalled in recent years. And the Pacific Kelp Company will soon have something else to help their industry neighbors, a processing facility.
With the equipment we have today, we can do about 1,000 kilograms or 2,200 pounds of raw kelp per day.
Back on dry land, Stern stands inside a warehouse just south of downtown Ketchikan, where the company has space to process kelp from other regional farms and their own, which they plan to begin planting this summer. Alaska has very few kelp processors, which makes it difficult and expensive to get the cumbersome raw products to markets in the lower 48. Stern says that's an industry gap that they're trying to fill.
We've had talks with kelp farmers up in Kodiak and Juneau over in Prince of Wales to, once we're up and running, buy their product, process it for them, and distribute and sell it into markets that we have been spending the better part of the last 2 years trying to cultivate and sort of build.
Part of that market cultivation process is proving that their liquefied kelp extract can be an effective biostimulant, a specialized type of fertilizer. Kyle Wickings is one of two researchers they've partnered with to conduct field trials to demonstrate the value of their product. He's a Cornell biologist who studies grass, and he thinks Pacific Kelp's fertilizer could help make grass or any other plant more resistant to stressors like drought and pests.
When you've got the potential for a product like a seaweed extract to sort of upregulate those defenses and stress tolerance of the plant, that's, I think, what drives a lot of the interest across the whole range of different agricultural sectors.
The $500,000 research grant comes from the Southeast Conference, a regional economic development organization. The goal of the project is to strengthen Alaska's mariculture industry while contributing to broader agricultural sustainability. Stern hopes the research will stir up demand for kelp products by showing that they can save farmers money on things like irrigation and synthetic fertilizer.
if every school in the country is spraying kelp on their turf grass, they're using a lot less water and fertilizer, but they're also using a lot more Alaskan kelp.
Pacific Kelp plans to get their extract certified as a basic fertilizer and onto shelves in the next few months. The research project over the next 2 years will help the company complete the much more rigorous process to register as a specialized biostimulant. In Ketchikan, I'm Michael Finelli.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.